he stole a chicken about 20 years ago, and says, he done so-and-so, he's just coming home to him.
Do you ever hear people say kick the bucket or peg out or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard them say that way back, and they say, you can kick the bucket.
Now, the ceremony, after, like, after a person was, if a person was important, everybody would come to the, they would get together, after, you know, and come to the house and then go to the, what?
To go to the cemetery. Back in the end, if you like in the community, they'd come, if you died, they'd come set up with you and bathe you. And sometimes, if we're back in there, they had to make you a casket. They'd set up with you to maybe there to carry you to the cemetery. Maybe put you on a wagon, motor wagon or something, and carry you to the cemetery.
Yeah.
There. That's where I remember my granddaddy when he would die on my mother's side. He was carried to the cemetery on a wagon. Had that on him, but taller church.
That was where they had the taller church is where they had the.
That's where they were. The
funeral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he died. Sometimes they go to church, you know, and have it and then carry you from the church on the wagon onto the cemetery. Sometimes they'd have a funeral right there too. Cemetery.
Now, a woman dressed in black, you'd say she was.
That'd be your, might be your man's wife or something. He was dead, and she'd sometimes be dressed. Maybe sometimes they'd be dressed in black or something, you know.
She'd be in.
They'd call it.
Mourning or something.
Yeah. That's right, mourning over his death or something, or dressed like that on kind of his death.
Yeah. I've heard that going on a long time. I know a lot of years ago it used to go on a lot longer than it does now. Now, you went to school at Georgetown, you said.
I went to school the last 2 or 3 years at Georgetown, but mostly out here in Rocky Mount.
Okay.
Across the highway, you know.
Now, can you tell me how many grades, how far that the school and went then, how far you went through school?
I think you went about, here in the country, about maybe the ninth or tenth if you went into first. Of course, later on, the consolidated school moved to Georgetown and he's going
to
the left.
So you went to high school?
I like the year to finish in school.
Well,
went to school long enough to finish it too. I went to about 20 years old when Daddy stopped me to helping ply, you know, and the girls go to school, and I was oldest, and I'd have to stay there and help him out. And then I'd stay in maybe one grade, 2 years, same grade. I wouldn't, you know, get to stand examination, then what, I'd be in that same grade another year. And sometimes you get to ask teachers, well, say, you know this one for heart, and what you did, you know, I didn't have to study or nothing, I already know this. You know, let's move you up.
When my father went to school about 40 miles from here, they only went through the 11th grade then.
About 11th after, yeah.
Okay. So when you started school, you started in what grade? They call that the?
I know. I think most of them call it first grade, I think, long way back in.
Now when a boy, say, went to school or started to go to school and he didn't show up, they say he did what? Say he was supposed to be at school, but he didn't show up. Down the stream fishing.
Sometimes they say he's goofing off. What was that other word they use?
Playing hooky.
Yeah, hooky. He's playing hooky.
What was your, what was your school like? I mean, what did you sit in, for example?
That's an old desk. Of course, most of them was wide enough for two to sit in them. Back in them, and
two sat in one
seat, you know. A desk would be wide enough for two to sit in. And this old seat you fold, an old wooden seat, and you had a, just like this, yeah,